there's chemical smell in here, so.
Rod Weimer opens the door to the control room of what he calls the Cadillac of irrigation systems. He's the farm manager for Fagerberg Produce in Weld County, Colorado, one of the largest producers of onions in the country.
It was about water savings and quality.
Crimson-colored cisterns line one wall of the building. A control panel glows on the other side. This sophisticated setup filters water pumped from both underground reservoirs and from canals that divert water from nearby rivers. It's then pushed out into the onion fields through underground plastic piping.
It's kind of like a big sprinkler system in your yard.
This system is a textbook example of drip irrigation, much more tech-savvy than old-school methods, which flood fields with water. Weimer can irrigate 900 acres of onions with the push of a button on his smartphone. The plastic piping is so precise, the farm uses 30% less water than it did before this system was installed. It cost about $4,000 an acre, and last year, it paid off.
And on dry years, you know, you may think you have a lot of water, but if you don't get water in the mountains, you're not going to get all your water. So that's what this is all about.
We're working on a corn sunflower rotation at the moment.
Tom Trout pilots a four-wheeler through row after row of bright yellow sunflowers. He's a USDA researcher with a mandate.
What we're trying to figure out is how to continue to get good yields with less water.
Not an easy task. Crops need water. When you cut back too much, they don't grow as well. But if you can find the sweet spot where plants are getting just as much water as they need at exactly the right times, all of a sudden you free up lots of extra water.
It's like getting our bodies used to eating less food, for example, and creating a new equilibrium for ourselves.
The stakes are high to figure this out. Trout says in the most arid regions of the plains, farmers are already overdrawing underground sources. Development is encroaching, and climate models show precipitation will become much more variable.
So all those things are kind of coming together for a perfect storm, and meaning we're going to have less water to work with in the future.
Farmers are probably better at conserving water than the average homeowner because it's a big economic issue to them.
That's Brian Werner, a spokesman for Northern Water, one of Colorado's largest water distribution systems. He says even when farmers switch to more efficient irrigation, it's not an easy task to figure out who gets the extras. Colorado's Byzantine water law can be difficult to navigate, and as long as farmers still have water now, there's little incentive to make a switch.
We're getting there, I think the mindset. The paradigm is shifting, however, maybe so slowly, towards how we get to that point.
That shift is happening. Between 2003 and 2008, about 800,000 acres of U.S. farmland were equipped with more efficient systems. But these new systems won't likely be a panacea to the looming water shortages. A study of irrigated land in western Kansas found that when farmers change their irrigation systems, they switch crops to ones that require more water and bring in more money. That switch sometimes negates the entire water savings. Back at Fagerberg Produce in Weld County, farm manager Rod Weimer says he has no regrets about installing drip irrigation. He's using less water, and the quality of his onion crop only gets better.
If we want to survive, that's what we're going to have to do. It's not cheap, but in the long run, it's going to pay off.
And Weimer says surviving means doing more with less. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.